I'd now like to introduce Yvonne Johnson. Yvonne is a clinical assistant professor and research associate at the Decker School of Nursing at Binghamton University. She holds a Master's of Science degree in Family Nursing from Binghamton University, a Master's in Public Health with a concentration in Epidemiology from the University at Albany, and is currently pursuing her doctorate in Public Health. She's been a faculty member at Binghamton University since 1997. As a researcher, she has been involved with project evaluation, including asthma management, school health services, and teen health. For the past 10 years, she has served as the local program evaluator for a series of CDC projects in Broome County, including Steps to Healthier New York, Strategic Alliance for Health, and most recently, the Sodium Reduction in Communities program. And I would also like to acknowledge Yvonne because she is here today presenting on behalf, actually, of Schenectady County. She is part of the Broome County Health Department, has been instrumental in their interventions. They were unable to travel here to this conference, so she graciously agreed to step in and present on their behalf their information. So thank you, Yvonne.
Thank you, Christy, for your gracious introduction there. And as she said, I'm presenting for on behalf of Schenectady County, so it's try to do right by them and honor their work here, which they've done a tremendous job. So no disclosures from our side. The Schenectady, in September 2010, Schenectady County Public Health Services was funded by the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention via the New York State Department of Health to work on strategies to reduce sodium intake. Schenectady County Public Health Services serves as the lead agency by coordinating all grant activities in Schenectady County. Evaluation services for the first 2 years of the grant were conducted by Cornell Cooperative Extension of Schenectady County, and many of the tools that you will hear about in today's presentation were developed by staff at Cornell Cooperative Extension and Schenectady County Public Health Services in partnership. For those of you who are not aware with upstate New York, Schenectady is located in the Capital District area of New York State and borders Albany County and the city of Albany, which is the capital of New York State. Schenectady County has a population of approximately 152,000 contained within only 206 square miles, so resulting in an extremely high population density. Of course, that's relative of having followed New York City. Schenectady County includes only one city, which has a population of 61,560. Population of Schenectady is predominantly white, 83.9%, but minority populations are growing and are concentrated primarily in the more urban city of Schenectady. Schenectady is specifically working to reduce sodium consumption among seniors in their community. One of the ways they're doing this is by working with locally owned restaurants and diners that seniors frequent. Schenectady's goal is to increase the availability of lower sodium menu items by 15% over 3 years in each participating restaurant. In the first year of the grant, Schenectady recruited 5 restaurants. In the second year, they were able to recruit 7, and all restaurants were told up front that this is a voluntary effort. However, while developing tools to evaluate the sodium reduction, Schenectady County experienced several challenges with respect to the type of data that could be collected from the restaurants, because restaurants are different in many ways, such as menus, recipes, and cooking techniques. Restaurants owners also have many time constraints. So the solution for them was to develop an evaluation tool that would allow data to be collected and compared between the restaurants. The Schenectady team started out with a very basic questionnaire for the restaurateurs that was designed to give information about restaurant practices and products with questions like, who does the cooking? Where are the products purchased? How is the salt used in cooking at the restaurant. The team also used a pantry assessment to figure out what products are in the pantry that are potentially high in sodium and key constituent ingredients that are potentially high in sodium. However, the team quickly found the questionnaire and pantry assessment forms were inadequate. Although these did give them a starting point and help them in their understanding of how restaurant kitchens operate. So this is the large learning curve. After an exhaustive review of the literature and restaurant assessment tools, Schenectady determined that a suitable data collection tool did not exist. It was not available. So instead, they needed to develop their own tool to gather information and reflect the results of their specific initiative. From the basic questionnaire and the original assessment of products, pantry products, that are high in sodium, they incorporated questions, strategies, and products in the tool. So these were the three areas. And this version of the tool was then piloted with the five initial restaurant partners who provided valuable input by suggesting strategies and educating the team on the types of products that were used commercially in batch cooking recipes. So the restaurateurs were very much part of informing the tools that were used. Initially, the tool was separated into three parts to be utilized at several follow-up visits with the restaurateur. Evaluation questions to be scored in the three categories, menu, cooking techniques, and products, and then the strategies to be considered, and then a planning session to help the restaurateurs develop a plan for sodium reduction. The first visit would cover basic evaluation questions about the current practices of the restaurant. The follow-up visit would be used to discuss an action plan with the restaurant owner. And the six-month follow-up visit would assess progress toward sodium reduction by asking what strategies have changed since the initial assessment. After the first attempt of using the tool, the team quickly realized that the restaurant owners are extremely busy and the initial assessment needed to occur in less than an hour. They realized it was not sustainable to make multiple visits to restaurants, especially as additional restaurants became partners in the initiative. In addition, they wanted to be able to assess restaurants in a quantitative way so that results could be used for comparison purposes. The tool was then revised again to combine the evaluation, education, and action elements into one page. The idea was to ask the evaluation question that would introduce the sodium reduction strategy. And if it was something that the restaurant scored low on, then the restaurateur would be asked if they would consider the strategy, and then if yes, it was noted on their plan of action. The tool was used to facilitate communication and discussion with the restaurateur and was conducted in a conversational manner. To create a quantitative question, Schenectady looked at a variety of documents regarding sodium reduction strategies and overall healthy dining, and then translated those questions into strength-based questions. Their goal was to be able to generate a score that measured how sodium savvy the restaurant practices were. The higher the score, the higher the rating of the restaurant and the more sodium savvy. It's important to note here that a not applicable category was added to account for differences between restaurants, such as the types of cuisine and products they use. For example, an Indian restaurant might not use any beef products. and that they did not want these types of questions to negatively impact a restaurant score, so they incorporated a not applicable category. One challenge that Schenectady faced was how to phrase each of these questions so they would generate a positive score. So for example, to what extent does the restaurant avoid using canned vegetables versus does the restaurant use canned vegetables? So in the first question, the restaurant can be rated in a positive way, so if they don't use canned vegetables, they'll get a higher score. And in the second question, a no response would get a lower score. So the score had to be consistent and scaled the same way so that the higher scores indicated sodium-savvy practices and lower scores, negative scores for lower practices. This page here is an example of the cooking techniques page of the revised tool. Once the second round of changes were made to the tool, this version was tested with the initial five restaurants again. So these guys were real troopers and being volunteers for this. You can see from left to right how the evaluation questions can be used to facilitate a discussion of sodium reduction strategies, plan of action, and follow-up. So for example, in the first question, to what extent does the restaurant measure salt when cooking? This restaurant measures salt all of the time, so that scored a 5. And therefore, they also get a D for in the column already doing. And in the question, to what extent does the restaurant make salad dressings from scratch? This restaurant rarely makes salad dressings from scratch. That scored a 2, but would consider making more from scratch. And so that was indicated by a C in the column assessment. And then there was a column for follow-up evaluation using the same coding schema. Another way that Schenectady County chose to evaluate the impact of the changes was to look at the specific constituent ingredients or meal component that was reduced in sodium, such as gravy, marinara sauce, or soup base, and then how those changes impacted the menu overall. To do this, each item on the menu that contained the reduced constituent item would be counted. It's important to note that the menu items were separated into entrees and side items to look at the impact separately and then together. To complete the menu count, a consistent set of rules was developed for counting menu items so that it was done the same way every time for each restaurant and without duplicating menu items. By counting the reduced menu items, the team could determine the increase in the percentage of menu items that were lowered in sodium. This counting process was used 3 to 6 months of intervention with the new restaurants that were recruited and to measure what types of changes they had implemented. This is the 3 to 6 month scorecard in summary. And as you can see with this slide, it provides that summary of the assessment tool and it actually brings together the two different ways that Schenectady looked at the restaurant data. At the top of the spreadsheet are the final scores from each category, menu, cooking techniques, and products that have been transferred from the separate pages of the assessment. And so this part shows how the scores, how sodium savvy the restaurant is in these categories and gives an overall score. At the bottom of the spreadsheet is information on the total number of menu items and the number that have been reduced in sodium. And this is transferred from the menu count tool page. And this information relates to the percentage of the menu that was reduced in sodium as a result of the changes that were implemented. So using this tool, Schenectady was able to generate a quantitative number and evaluate restaurants in these two different ways. Once a workable assessment tool was developed, Schenectady wanted to share results with the restaurant owners, and that was in a clear, concise, and positive type of feedback. And so in order to do this, a feedback letter was developed, and the feedback letter highlighted the restaurant's sodium reduction strengths and presented the suggested strategies for improvement, including the explanation of how that strategy would impact the sodium in menu items. A follow-up visit was made with each participating restaurant to review the feedback letter, and overall the feedback letter was very well received by the partner restaurants. They felt very positive about their strengths and expressed a willingness to try the strategies suggested. The strategies were individualized based on what the restaurant was willing to consider according to the initial assessment. One of the things that Schenectady has also done has been to test the restaurant tool in a variety of settings and to determine its validity. Currently, it's been used in 12 different restaurants, and 11 of the 12 restaurants have been reassessed using the tool. It's been used with a variety of restaurant types and sizes to check its validity, also with a variety of cuisines. Some examples include a barbecue restaurant, a pub, diner-style restaurants, and Moroccan restaurants. In addition, the initial assessments were conducted with 2 to 3 members to compare consistency of scoring. And though no formal reliability analysis was completed, the scoring was generally consistent among the different raters. The tool has enabled Schenectady to collect a lot of data on restaurants, and overall the project has been successful. Most restaurants score over 60% on their menu and cooking cooking technique categories, and many of the strategies in these categories cost little to no money and are easier for the restaurants to adopt. And all restaurants have shown improvement in at least one of these categories. The product category has been more difficult to change. Most restaurants score lower than 60%. And barriers to changing products include cost, as Christine referenced, of the products, the flavor profile of the lower sodium products compared to what the restaurant is currently using. And many of the lower sodium products have to be special ordered. Intervention restaurants have impacted anywhere from 4% to 100% of their menu with the sodium reduction strategies that have been made. Overall, the strategies have impacted an average of 25% of an intervention restaurant's menu. So by changing a particular type of sauce or gravy, it could be used in multiple recipes, so it's going to impact a number of different menu items. Common strategies that were used to reduce sodium include lower sodium soup base, lower sodium products in combination with regular items to reduce sodium and keep costs low, reducing added salt, and then offering healthier items such as salads, fruit, and cooked vegetables. For other organizations looking to work with restaurants, there are many lessons that Schenectady learned that can be helpful. First and foremost, creating an assessment tool from piloting to completion can take several years. When the Schenectady team started this project, there were many things about the restaurant industry they did not understand, and it took time to learn about these things and incorporate changes into the assessment. For example, one of the first questions the team asked was, to what extent does the restaurant add salt to French fries? And it was after about 6 months of the project that they learned that most restaurants didn't salt the French fries, but they use coated French fries, and they are much higher in sodium. And the Coder French fries keep the fries hot longer and stay crispier longer, which is why they're used. But they also contain considerably higher amounts of sodium. Some questions were reworded repeatedly. This is an important point. No matter how clear a question may sound to people creating the assessment, of course, there are always questions that may need to be reworded because other people may not understand, the question is complicated, or you realize that you need additional information. So the recommendation would be kind of starting with more information and more questions. The assessment will, it's going to narrow down from the original as the tool is piloted, and learning more about the industry and which questions are really relevant has allowed the tool to be clarified. But you don't know what is relevant until you start asking about everything, because for the most part, this is uncharted territory for public health. So what Schenectady's plans to use the tool in the future? Well, similar to the change tool, the restaurant assessment was never intended for restaurant owners to pick up and complete on their own. It was created as a facilitated tool. Therefore, it's not realistic to think that the restaurant owners would complete the tool on their own. The Schenectady Sodium Reduction in Communities team is now in the process of assessing the results and determining which strategies have been the most successful and helping most likely to be adopted by restaurant owners, and the team hopes to translate this information into a shortened assessment that can provide feedback and information for restaurant owners on successful ways to reduce sodium. Other ideas for continuing to provide this information to restaurant owners include incorporating a version of the assessment into established organizations such as restaurant buying cooperatives or food safety courses so that there's some type of structure to the delivery of the tool. And this slide here presents a list of resources that might be helpful for others who are interested in this type of work. And Schenectady has also provided their contact information for anyone who would like additional information about the work that they are doing. And thank you very much for your time.